All right. Hey, welcome to the Contractor Fight podcast. I'm excited to talk to you today. We're early in 27. Oh my God, what year is it? I almost said 2015, then I almost said 2017. We're in 2018. Holy cow. And early 2018, everyone's got a bunch of goals and looking to accomplish some great things. And I'm excited. We got a lot of great things happening in our end of things here in the Contractor Fight. Our Contractor Sales Academy group is growing. It's really going gangbusters right now. People are tired of the runaround. They're tired of not making the money they should make and not having control of their business. And so it's been great to see so many new members come in and all that. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and reach out to us, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show here. But anyway, I want to talk about every now and then in the Contractor Fight Facebook group, which you should join. It's free. There is a cover charge. You got to own your crap within 24 hours or we kick you out. Sorry, but that's just the way we do things. But every now and then, I'll open up to the group and I'll just say something to the extent of, hey, I got a few minutes tonight. Ask me anything. Go. And people will post questions and issues that they're having in their business and things like that. And I'll just give my first thoughts and how I would handle certain situations and things like that. And so one of the topics that came up the other day was ideas on a referral program to offer your customers when they refer you. You know, what would I offer? What should we do? What kind of formal customer referral program should you put in place? And, you know, and this is funny because the first thing I do is I look at something from my point of view. I never, if somebody says, here's my referral program, I never sign up for it. I never grab the business cards. You know, like the other day, I was at the eye doctor and the guy gave me two business cards to hand out. And I appreciate the fact that he's trying to generate more referrals and things like that. But the last thing, and this is just me, the last thing I'm going to do is add a to-do to my life, and that's to help you get more business, okay, based on some referral program. Now, that being said, I'm a huge giver and networker and influencer when I feel that I've been treated great and I've had a great experience. And I had that at my eye doctor the other day. So I will tell others about him, but I'm not going to do it in the sense of, you know, hey, if you refer somebody, here's $50. That doesn't motivate me at all. And I honestly think that people are, people have a hard enough time managing their own lives, their own families, their own businesses, their own shit. They don't need another to-do in their life. And that's why I'm personally not a fan of having some official referral program. Now, some of you might have had one, you might have one now, and it might be working great for you. But listen, we've tried everything in the past, in my past businesses. We tried gift card programs. We've did credit towards future work. We would offer steak dinners to people and all this other stuff at the fancy steakhouse in town. And nothing ever made people refer us more. In fact, our referrals did not go up. And most of my leads, you know, if I just go back to my painting company outside of Chicago, you know, if I got 100 leads coming in a month, you know, 80 of them were past customer and referral anyway. And we did not see an uptick in that when we tried to implement any sort of official referral program. So I want to share just a couple things with you right now to help you understand how to get more referrals that just worked for me, works for my clients. So many of the people I know, and it really is this, guys. It comes down to you offering a red carpet client experience. When you give people the greatest experience they've ever had with a contractor, and in some cases, any sort of a company, they're going to talk about it. All right. I also know that when, you know, just back to me, when I refer, if I'm going to refer you to somebody, the thing that's most important to me is that you don't make me look like an ass for referring you. So I'm going to refer you more if you make me look good. So let's talk about this amazing red carpet client experience. What does that look like? We've talked about these things a lot on the show. We talk about a lot in the Contractor Fight Facebook group. And it really starts with, you know, just building the, first of all, building the type of brand that tells the story that you want to be told. Okay, what, everything you do and everything you don't do tells a story. So what message do you want going out to the world? And that message is communicated in a lot of different ways. It's communicated before they ever deal with you. When they see your stuff and your brand and your identity, your company identity, your signs, your truck, is the job site clean? Was, you know, all these things like that. When somebody's just driving by, they look at your stuff. Is it, you know, do you have your shit together? Then when they quote unquote touch your company, that first touch that they have with a company, is it pleasant or is it chaotic? Is there some order to it? Is there a clear future of what's going to happen and what the process looks like? Are you doing what you said you'd do? Like if you said, hey, we're going to, you know, call you and talk about your project within an hour of you sending us a picture or whatever, do you do that or not? Okay, because every time you do what you say you're going to do, you're making a deposit into the why I should give a shit about referring you to my friend's account. Okay, so it starts with just the way that we communicate. And if you're a crappy communicator, I'm going to tell you right now, you're leaving $100,000 a year on the table, minimum, right there. If you have issues in your business with being good with just answering customer inquiries, returning calls, following up, all that stuff, you're leaving $100,000 on the table, minimum. I don't care what size your business is. That's, you know, you could be a $100,000 business right now. You could double your business tomorrow if you got your act together with the way that you communicate. The next big area of the client experience is setting expectations. So many times a customer will not know what to expect. You know, my wife and I went, there's this tap room, this beer place that opened up down the street from us. And it's cool. You walk in and then you, you like swipe this card up against the wall and there's all these tappers and you pour your own beer and they charge you by the ounce. It's kind of cool. New to me. I hadn't seen it before here. And I've been there two times now, once with my wife, once with a friend. Both times I walked in and didn't know what to do. I was new, had no idea. It wasn't clear. Now the second time I kind of knew how it operated, right? But the first time I walked in, my buddy and I walked in, we literally stood there for a few minutes and nobody greeted us. Nobody said, hey, welcome to such and such place. We're kind of a new concept here. We just opened up. Have you been here before? Can we explain how things work here and what you're supposed to do? Because we just kind of walked in. I don't know if you ever had that situation where you walk into a place and you just don't know what to do. There's no clear signage. There's no greeter. There's no anything. And you just kind of have to figure it out. All right. So that, even though I like the place and this and that, I've been there twice now and we walked in the second time and still nobody was there to greet us. Nothing had changed, whatever. So think about your customers. When somebody calls a contractor, they might have an idea of how it's supposed to work, but unless you're spelling out how your process works, again, you're making it less than a great experience for them. And you're also leaving money on the table because the greater the experience, the greater the profit that you're going to have. And so what that looks like is this. When somebody calls, that's why, you know, in our Contractor Sales Academy, we talk so much about, you know, trying to get people to send you a picture. This is our process. And if they give you shit about sending them a picture, you basically just say, hey, Joe, listen, I get it. No, not everyone does things the way we do, but, you know, listen, I don't know if you probably saw online that we got gobs and gobs of really great referrals and testimonials and reviews on Google and things like that. And there's a reason that we have those, and that's because we follow our process. And whenever we vary from our process, neither one of us has a good experience in this whole thing. And so I understand if you're not a good fit, if you feel like you're not a good fit for us, totally makes sense. But in order to take the next steps with us, this is the first step, and that's sending over a picture. And we'll call you and we'll see if it makes sense to take the next step. All right. And then you spell it out for people. Or when I, you know, recently we have people that a lot of people join in the Contractor Sales Academy. When they join and I'm on the phone with them and they say, yeah, amen. I'm saying, okay, here's what's going to happen next. you are going to, you know, swipe your credit card. Then you're going to get a welcome email. I'm going to get a notice. I'm going to add you to the Facebook group. And then within 24 hours, my partner Derek is going to give you a call. In fact, last week, Derek had jury duty. And so I told a couple people he may not get to you in 24 hours because I don't know what his jury duty is going to look like. I'm laying out the expectations. Otherwise, people are left to figure things out on their own, and your customers are no different. Can't tell you how many times through the years I've seen a guy sell a job, disappear for 2 or 3 weeks, call a night before and say, we're coming tomorrow. That's a shit experience. You've left your customer in the dark for a couple weeks. They don't know what to expect. Okay, so how can you level up this experience for people? You communicate with them through email automation, through phone calls, through pre-job site visits to get on the same page. Whatever it is that's going to work for your business, but you're going to want to cover things like, you know, hey, once you sign the, you know, the paperwork with us, this is what happens next. And then this is going to happen, and this is going to happen. And each time you do those things that you say are going to happen, the trust goes up and up and up and up and up. Then you deliver on the project. You set the table for how you're going to close the job out and how you're going to get paid and what the review process is and what the warranty stuff is like. You hold their hand through this process, and I promise you, you will see your referrals go through the roof, because that is an uncommon experience that people are not normally having with a contractor. You could do the best work in the world, but if your experience isn't kick ass, then you are absolutely leaving money on the table, and you're not creating, you know, what people have called raving fans. So listen, I want to encourage you, totally want to encourage you guys to evaluate everything in your experience. Okay. When you offer them a great experience, they're in turn going to be happy to refer you, happy to talk about it, and they're not going to expect anything in return. Now, absolutely, you want to send them a gift card and say thank you. You want to send them out to dinner and whatever. That's great. But the main motivation that somebody's going to have for referring you is not going to be a formal referral program. Okay? Because you're just giving people a to-do list there. Now they got to, you know, whatever. But when their motivation is based in the fact that you are, that you've delivered a great experience, you've made them feel respected, their house and property and their pets and their kids and their time and their money and all those things were respected, you're going to see a huge uptick in your referrals. Hopefully that helps. And listen, if you have any tips and things like that, of things that work for you to get more referrals, make sure you hop over to the Contractor Fight Facebook group and share those with us as well, and help some other contractors out. All right. So the money's there. Deliver a great experience, and I promise you'll freaking double your business pretty quickly. Hey, how do you know that you're having a sales problem? You know, just because you have a high closing rate and you have work on the calendar doesn't mean that your sales are dialed in. In fact, I've found with the hundreds of people that I've worked with over the years that some of the indicators of having a sales problem are things like tension at home over the finances, or, you know, maybe you're missing deadlines on projects. You can't find and keep winners and grow your team, so you feel like you're starting over every year from scratch building your team. Maybe you don't have an emergency fund set up in your business, or your debt just continues to grow and climb and you never get off that debt hamster wheel. Well, listen, whatever it is for you that you're feeling, take a look in the mirror and really get clear and honest about where you're at with your business, and consider checking out the Contractor Sales Academy. See, it's possible to go from low and unprofitable sales to plenty of high profit work. It's possible to go from having no systems and processes in place, which cost you money, all right, to, you know, creating a well-oiled profit machine. It's possible to go from not being able to find and keep kick-ass people for your team, to go from that to building a strong and growing team of winners. Head to the ContractorSalesAcademy.com, www.ContractorSalesAcademy.com/podcast, and you'll be able to fill out a quick little form and see if becoming part of this kick-butt community is a good fit for you. ContractorSalesAcademy.com/podcast. And I look forward to getting on the phone with you and seeing if the Contractor Sales Academy is a good fit for you moving forward in your business. Talk to you soon. All right, listen, this time of year, again, everyone's trying to be more organized, trying to set goals and all that stuff. And contractors are always talking about implementing processes and systems and checklists and all this other stuff. And then the shit hits the fan and we get busy. The phone rings. The employee doesn't show up one day. And then everything goes out the window. And then next thing you know, you're not getting anything done and implementing some stuff. You know, I'm hearing from a lot of people right now how, you know, one of their big tasks in the year is to create and implement their business processes and systems. So maybe it's something as simple as creating job descriptions, right, for your employees. And a lot of guys are saying, yeah, I need to write these job descriptions and make sure that, you know, we're implementing that and people know what they're doing. And then they sit down to do it and then they get distracted, they get hijacked. And next thing you know, it's August and they haven't done it. And they still don't have job descriptions. They still don't know. Other people still don't know what their true roles are in the company, and on and on and on and on. You fill in the blanks. So one technique that I want to share to help you get more things done each day, each week, is called the Pomodoro technique. And I believe Pomodoro is Italian or something for the word tomato. And some dude created this technique back in 1990 or some crap like that, because the timer he used looked the clock timer he used looked like a tomato, so he called it the Pomodoro technique. But here's how it works, man. You decide on something that you want to focus on that's going to take you, they say, at least 25 minutes to do. So it'd be like this job description stuff that we're talking about. I'll use that as an example. Say you got to write your foreman's job description, your assistant foreman job description, and a laborer job description for your company, just as an example. Basically, you figure out, okay, how many of these 25-minute blocks do I think it's going to take to write the foreman job description? And so let's say you're going to say it's going to take me 3 25-minute blocks of time. All right, so what's that, 50, 60, a little over an hour, hour and 15 minutes, something like that. I'm not in the mood to do mathing right now. So basically, you start your timer for 25 minutes, and you start working on that task. And this 25-minute block is known as a Pomodoro, and it's spelled P-O-M-O-D-O-R-O. It's just an individual unit of time of 25 minutes, okay? And for these 25 minutes, you don't do anything else, okay? If you get distracted, you start the timer over. Somebody comes in your office or whatever it is. And basically what's going to happen is you're going to work on this thing for 25 minutes. Once the timer goes off, you're going to take basically a 5-minute break. You're going to go stretch. You're going to get some water. You're going to do some push-ups, you know, do something. Try not to jump on a screen or anything like that. And then you come back and you work on the next Pomodoro, which is another 25-minute block. And so you're basically pre-planning out how long each task is going to take you. You're working in short, focused bursts of time and with a 5-minute rest period, okay? And so listen, this is just one little quick technique. Go ahead and Google it if you want. I also use a planner called the Productivity Planner that my bookkeeper Gina had sent to me as a gift. And it explains, and the whole planner is built around this technique. And so if you go to, I don't even know their website, but Google Productivity Planner, it's created by a company called Intelligent Change. I'm not an affiliate. I don't get any money, anything like that. I literally just use the planner. I dig it. It works for me. And I'm a sprinter, man. It works for me to work in these short 25-minute bursts of time, take five, you know, like I'm a kettlebell dude. So, you know, I can do my 100 kettlebell swings, you know, in 5-minute period for the break. And then I sit back down, set the timer, and go for another 25 minutes. And guys, over time, you're going to find that you get a lot of crap done. And the other key here is you might have 3 or 4 things to do that are really important. You need to prioritize them, and you do not move on to anything else on the list until the top one is done. And once that's checked off, then you move on to the next one and so on. And we've talked before here about the concept of hitting in one nail at a time, and that's exactly what we're talking here. Hit one nail at a time, and in 25-minute bursts, you know, let your mind rest for 5 minutes in between, and then get back at it. And you will see how stinking quickly you get stuff done. All right. So with that, hopefully you heard a couple things here today that are going to help you, number one, get more referrals, make more money, and also get more stuff done so that while you're working on the business, you're actually productive and efficient and effective in everything that you do. I look forward to talking to you guys on the next episode of the Contractor Fight podcast. And with that, Travis, rock us out, and we'll see you guys next time.